Oh, it's the wrong one again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What are we like? Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Ickle Wickle Pod with me, Tash, and...
Tom. Tom and Tash, turning tricks.
Turning tricks. So it's the Ickle Pod, your little Ickle Wickle nugget of just more of us, really.
Are your Friday nuggets?
I got nuggets. Nuggets.
And just in case there's some fantastic news during the week that we don't get on, this is a pre-record.
Yeah, it's a pre-record.
So if something happens during the week and we don't mention it, it's not because we didn't know something didn't happen. Well, it's pre-recorded.
It's pre-recorded. It's Monday afternoon now. We had our night out. We were out, Tom.
We were out.
As now you're known as Mr. Tequila.
Tequila.
We had a great night out. I'm feeling it. Definitely feeling it this today.
We have the delicacies today.
We do. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
So there's no push in me today.
No. You got tired. I don't even have the push for you, but...
No, we're just tired, but we had a great night out. We celebrated Anto's birthday. We went to Deriberta's. It was awesome. And O'Connor's pub in Salt Hill. It's just class. And you were playing Mr. Macklemore.
Oh, my jacket got the pass around again. There's 20 lads down from Dublin.
That loved you and your jacket.
They just saw me walking in. That was it then. Straight over jacket.
I wanted you to do the Chewbacca noises. It would have been hilarious. But thank God you made it home safe with your jacket.
Yeah.
Because normally you don't.
Oh, yeah, the other jacket got stolen on me. It was very emotional. But these things happen.
They do happen.
Yeah. So we made it home in one piece.
We did. We made it home in one piece. Yeah. And then I had to go to Kilkenny. I had a confirmation. That was amazing. So I've had 3 months of hibernation. And then I had 2 social events. And I'm absolutely exhausted.
Otis had a social event as well. He went over to Sarah's house.
Oh,
for
he had a sleepover.
Play date.
Yeah.
We collected them at about 7:30 last night. God love Sarah, because I'd say there were just 2 good dogs gone wild. She's a lovely one of those old man dogs, but he's a puppy as well.
Oh, he's like a schnauzer, is he?
Something, yes.
With a beard.
Yeah,
he's like
beard.
A Scottish dog with a beard.
Yeah,
hey.
Very cute.
I think that Sarah's type of dog was in Lady and the Tramp, but he had a Scottish accent in the film. Do you remember? Have you ever seen Lady and the Tramp?
I haven't seen the new one, the remake.
Oh, that's good.
Is it?
Maybe that's what you should watch today when you go home for your nap.
Otis won't be able to cope. He'll be looking at it the whole time. I'm hoping now he just wants to jump into bed for me.
No, that's not going to happen.
He arrived home yesterday and it was just like, oh, I'm excited to see you up on the couch. Licked my face, fell asleep.
Yeah. He was exhausted from his
exhausted.
Doggy sleepover.
I must will post up a picture on Friday of him when he came back on... How he was asleep.
I was like, who let the dogs out? Ooh, 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 ooh.
And is it a teeth coming out? Oh, he's very cute.
Oh.
So yeah, lots of Otis hungover snuggles.
Yes.
Which was the only way.
Well, you're not hungover today.
No, not at all. I had the gym this morning.
I didn't go to the gym. I was exhausted because I don't think I'm a social butterfly anymore.
Ah, you are. Just takes it out of him.
It's just I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, and I've my OCD tendencies. If my routine has changed, it doesn't bode well with me.
No.
At all. But that's life. What can you do?
That is life. We had a lovely morning this morning chatting to all the guys.
Apollo Health and Wellness. Got it right this time. And apologies to Joanna and Alex in Society. Ah! Hey, I got it right. I got it wrong. And they pulled me up on it. I'm sorry. You can whip me later. Society.
I'm sitting on my wire.
I got it right.
I'm okay. Socksiety, yeah.
Socksiety.
I've been wearing their socks all week and I still haven't taken a photograph of them. Was I really wearing them? If
Who
they're
knows?
Not on Instagram.
If you haven't taken a picture, is this real life? Who knows?
I don't know what you're doing
if you don't take a picture and put it on social media.
No. Anto has to go back and collect the balloons as well, doesn't he?
He does have to, and his cake. He does.
Cake.
Like, I'm not, do you know what? We're not organizing cake and balloons.
No.
Anyway, actually, I didn't organize the cake. His mom did.
That was that lovely.
To do with me.
It's like the bumblebee cake from
Gourmet Tart.
Yeah.
We should get them on the pod.
I don't know why I tried to secretly talk.
We could do ASMR.
Oh,
while eating buttery croissants. Logic from Apollo needs to eat croissants and talk to us. Like, wow, that man is chilled. I felt like watching David Attenborough. I love watching David Attenborough.
I love it.
Chills me out.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to get Logic to explain things to me.
That's all you need.
It'll just bode well, better with me. Nice and calm.
Calm.
He was awesome. Do you know what? I need him in my life.
Yeah.
He's my new friend. Logic, if you're listening to the Echo Pod, you better be. You're my new friend now.
Yeah, he's close enough that he won't get away from you. That's what happened to me.
That's it now. We're married. Tough.
We're married. It's all good.
In the hood.
I liked it. I like it.
A lot, lot,
I liked
lot.
It. Yeah. It's Monday, as you all know. It's Friday.
It's a day.
Oh, what was that song? Friday. Never everybody was giving out better. This is years ago.
Friday. You want about Manic Monday?
No, that's a good song.
That's Bangles.
Yeah, Bangles.
Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday, what? It's
Friday.
I just
do my bit of Googling here now. You keep on talking there, Tash.
I'll talk to myself. So you are going to get waxed for Cope. We're going to have a nice little run into that.
Yes.
We were wanting to raise some money for Cope in Galway, so we're going to do a little evening of you getting waxed.
Yeah, so
hopefully
we're
on
hoping
the 23rd.
The 23rd, yeah. We were going to do it sooner, but we want loads of time for everybody to be able to get their donations in.
And if anyone's free that want to come up and take a strip off you.
Yeah, Linda said a great thing there, to raffle off the sensitive areas.
That is
so
a really good
we'll
idea.
Be raffling them off, and you can come up and pull me off.
Pull away.
I was telling Aiden down in the gym about it, and he was like, straight away, straight in, I go to do your testicle.
Everybody's wanted to do your balls.
Oh, everybody does. Yeah. Even Linda's dying to do the balls, I think.
But then she said the butthole would be worse, so I'll do your butthole.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely, we will get on that and start raffling off your bits so people to pull you off.
I've been looking up about that Friday song, and I don't think it exists.
It doesn't. No. Friday song in your head.
I'll have to. I'm going to spend the evening Googling that now and see if I can find out what I was talking about.
I was very impressed with the guys from Apollo. They're super professional, super chill, and just super all-rounded.
We always get nervous
wellness.
When somebody comes in. They're very professional.
Prepared. We're very off the cuff, ladies and gentlemen, as you well know. We like to go with the flow.
We like to party. Obviously, like to party. Oh, I can't wait till next week again because there's nothing going on. I'm going out again. Oh, you are.
Look what's happened to me. I don't want to. I don't like it. But then I'll be out and I'll be like, woo!
And I'm going to get like the FOMO sitting at home and I'll be like, I'm coming too.
Yeah, you'd be out like, where are you going? The John Keneally? I'm coming for jazz. That's what happens. But looking forward to that. Not today, but I will be by Friday, I'm sure.
Yeah, you will be. Absolutely.
We went through our calendar today. We've got so much coming up. We're so busy. You have stuff.
I've Dua Lipa on a Wednesday.
Then we're flying to London.
I've got business hubs and two nights
You've
up
got
in
training.
Dublin. We've got training. We've got the lovely Ben Brown.
Ben Brown coming again. I'm
coming over. He's doing his course here for 2 days in
Are you getting
May.
Some hot lips?
Oh, yes, that man loves hot lips.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Who doesn't love hot lips? That's a good crisp.
Yeah, that's a good crisp. Oh, do you know? I'll eat crisps. I found banshee bones.
Oh, they're my favorite ones. They're class.
Yeah, and they were the big bag as well. So, sometimes you get them with 10p bag back in the day.
Yeah, but now you get the kind of big fat sharing bag, but you don't share them.
No, I ate them all myself.
Yeah, banshee bones. Twilight Zone, gonna something bones. Salt and vinegar, love it.
And Jessica Chastain won the Oscar, didn't she?
Oh,
Eyes of Tammy Faye that I got
I
you
thought
to watch
that
on.
Was so good. I was
watch
really
it Friday.
Yeah, I watched it Friday night. I watched it very, very good on Disney Plus. I thought she was incredible.
Yeah. Oh, she was so good. Such a sad.
You
movie.
Have to watch it to get that creepy laugh. But I thought that was absolutely incredible.
And it kind of shone a light, especially I thought, on how mental health was not a thing that
not
was
at all.
Out there
no.
back then in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, like not a thing at all. She was just drinking her Diet Coke, popping all her pills, and just being left. Like, do you know, it was crazy.
That was crazy.
It's very, very, very sad.
Very sad, but a good watch at the same time.
Yeah, but very relatable too, and very it's a true story, so it is. Yeah. It is a good watch. Yeah. I need to find something else now to watch. You know what I watched last night, which is awesome. It's just right my kind of show. So Channel 4 have the open house sex experiment. So it's on once a week. So all these couples that want to open up their relationships or try different things go on. And then there's people there. It's the house is insane. And I'm fascinated by people. So I started watching it. So there's a married couple on it that want to try some orgies. And then there's a young couple on it that want to try to have an open relationship. So the dynamic of different couples and stuff is quite interesting. That was fun to watch last night once I got back from confirmation.
Is that just a new program out, or has it been out for?
No, just a new one. It was started on Friday night. I had it recorded, so I think it's on every Friday night.
And was it that usual Channel 4 girl that does all the sex stuff with the fringe or the dark hair, Bob?
The one that does Naked Attraction.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't her. It was literally just like a documentary. There's a sec doctor, can't remember her name, but
I like her.
Yeah. But she's cool. So she's like a therapist, and she talks them through what they want to do, their expectations and reality of it and stuff. But it just goes through the ins and outs of it. And then there's a load of people there that are single and just ready to like be free and whatever. So they have no consequences. So it's nice dynamic to see from the single side to the people. Yeah. It is a really, really good watch. So people in relationships for years, you get to see their dynamic and their trust issues and things like that. And then you have the single ones that look like they're having a bloody good time.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, so it's on Channel 4. I'd say the next episode is out on Friday. That was pretty good. I watched that. I think I need to watch a Disney movie today. I'm just tired.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
I want to cuddle with Rufus.
We watched a bit of the Death on the Nile.
Is that about...
Agatha Christie one. Yeah, they're on a boat. I fell asleep halfway through it and then woke up in the very end of it. And then we watched a bit of Picard. Have you seen that?
Picard?
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember Star Trek The Next Generation? For anybody who's a sci-fi head out there, Captain nerds. Picard was the... oh, pure nerds.
Wait, no, I watched the movies, though. Don't tell anyone. Please don't tell anyone if you're...
Keep it quiet.
Keep it quiet.
Yeah.
I watched the you're just drawing your box.
No, sorry. Yeah. It's happening again.
I watched the movies, the more recent ones. And I have
the new Star Treks.
I loved them.
Yeah, they're good.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
I tried to do this, the sign.
Oh, yeah, I can't do it. Neither can I.
I can't. I can bend. No, I can't do it.
I can do it like the... Live long and prosper sign.
Live long and prosper. Yeah. I was trying to do that. I can't do it. But I had genuinely really, really liked the Star Trek movie.
Got a little bit of a watch mark on you there.
I know. I just put it into charge. A big white strap there where my watch
is.
Is
that from your tan or?
It's my polar Fitbit
dirty?
Watch. It's not dirty. It's from my tan.
That actually would mean that you would be dirty everywhere except for where the watch is on.
It's where my tan is worn off from the watch. Let's just say that.
Nice.
I put tan on for you for the weekend.
Put it on for Anto.
Well, not really. Just for you.
Just for me.
But just for you.
Just for men.
Just for men.
Nice.
Tan. Yeah, I hate that. I hate wearing tan because then I smell like biscuits. And then it's just awful for everyone involved.
It does kind of smell like biscuits.
It does smell like biscuits. Like digestive biscuits.
Yeah. I like digestive biscuits, although they are my favorite. Oh, yeah, okay. I was about to say, I need to go to the shop, but I'm not going to go because I'm that hungry that if I go to the shop, I'm going to buy everything.
Yeah, well, all you have is a big bag of lube.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Thanks a million.
You're welcome.
We all know what I'll be doing for the afternoon.
Going to the shop and buying everything. Yeah. That's exactly what you'll be doing.
I know, I'll be good. Shane got me an Easter egg yesterday when he went to collect Otis. He got me the Cadbury's cream egg.
Please tell me you haven't eaten it.
No, I ate all the mini eggs that were in it.
That's not, it's not Easter yet.
And then it's got a cup. That's, I wanted the cup.
I know, but it's not Easter yet. That's bold.
That's my second egg I've had so far. And I had most of Shane's other eggs, so I've had three. I like to do 40 days and 40 nights of eating eggs.
I'm not getting an Easter egg.
Why?
Because I don't really like chocolate.
But would you not get one and give it to me?
I'll get you an egg if you want an egg.
No, but I want your egg that somebody gets for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see if someone gets me an egg and I'll give it to you. Yeah. I don't really like chocolate. I'm a bit of a chocolate snob. There's only one particular type of chocolate that I like, and everyone thinks I'm just a stuck-up bitch about it, but it's just what I like. It's what I like, and that's it. I like Leonidas Cherry Liqueurs. You know the Leonidas Belgian chocolate shop? I like the cherry liqueurs. It's dark, there's cherry in them, and there's alcohol in them. And I like it, but they don't make an egg out of it.
They probably do.
I could stack them all up together to form an egg.
Is that the place that's in the shopping centre in town?
Yep.
Oh.
I like the just the cherry liqueurs, no other chocolate from there. Oh. And poor Brian buys me them for Easter, Christmas, anniversary, everything, and then I literally eat all of them and then feel sick. Nice.
Between them and Baby Bells. Have you had any Baby Bells since you've been on your diet?
No. That was a bit of a phase I went through for a while. I want a Baby Bell. The shop doesn't have any Baby Bells. I was obsessed with Baby
Bells.
You were,
weren't you?
That's me. I go through phases and stuff.
Yeah, you love it.
Yesterday, I ate a lot now as well. I hadn't broken my diet in weeks, and I had lasagna and salad.
And salad.
But I haven't eaten salad for ages.
You don't usually eat salad.
I know. That's why my stomach hurts today.
That's it.
Because it's vegetables. I can't have vegetables.
Not from the tequilas that...
No, it's got nothing to do with tequila.
They actually had really nice tequila, the second one that we had in O'Connor's. And I asked your man to show me the bottle because I said, I really want to remember this.
And do you remember?
I do my whole. I remember the shape of the bottle. It was long and square, which is a rectangle. So it was a rectangular bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was nice. I'll have to go back again.
Yeah, O'Connor's is such a cool spot.
Such a cool spot.
And I found out the sawdust is real because someone told me that it's glued onto the tiles. It's not glued onto the tiles.
Because you can see it when you're going out the door, then it all flows out.
It's a class. Very busy. It was very good.
Very busy.
Very, very busy. Very nice. I enjoyed it.
There was such an eclectic mix of people.
There was. And that was my first night out since everything was lifted.
Yeah.
To be honest. And I actually thoroughly enjoyed myself. Probably too much.
I know, you can never enjoy yourself too much.
I have to be sober again now till Sunday. Eddie Wiener, watch out.
I'm scared for you. I think I'm going to go to Shane's parents' house on Sunday, so I'm not around.
Yeah.
It might be my safest way.
Let's see. And other than that, I'm going to have a week of gymming and going to bed. I have to go home now and put on a wash because that's how I roll. That's my life now.
Oh, I'll do a wash as well. As always... Top class content about our washing.
Yeah. How do you scrub your drawers?
Actually, Otis has discovered the clothes move on the clothes horse. So,
oh, that's great fun.
That's exciting. You could just see him looking at it there. Well, I can get that.
Yeah.
I like those pants.
Rufus went through a phase of pulling everything off. Or when he comes in wet, likes to walk through the clothes horse to dry.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite nice of him. So he uses them as his own towel.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I got to take a lot of convincing to get poor Otis to go out today because he's going to be looking out at the weather going, this is shite.
Let's be real. You're going home to watch Lady and the Tramp and cuddle.
Oh, I'll have to put that on.
Yeah, Lady and the Tramp. It's good. Oh, and did you see the new Cruella?
Yes.
I love that.
Oh, it's brilliant. God, we're all about the TV today. You'd know that we were hungover.
I'm tired.
And also we wanted to see emotional support of the noise in the background.
And someone to hold us.
I wouldn't be able for a flotation tank now today.
Not with an hour of your own thoughts.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you have the fear after the weekend?
No.
I didn't either. So no. I obviously was behaved. I wasn't too bad.
No, neither was I.
Yeah, I wasn't too bad. I didn't have the god-awful fear that I normally have.
No, I had a lot of conversations with a lot of people, but I think it was fine.
Yeah. I do, I have to say, from not drinking for so long and then drinking, the way I feel today, I think I liked not drinking.
It is nice. It is nice.
I find I'm just a bit, my mood is a bit subdued and down. I'm not as hyper. It killed my hyperness.
Kind of nice sometimes.
I'm going to have to try the Clean Co. gin.
I've seen that, but I don't know. Maybe.
We'll see.
We can do it. It'll be nice.
Yeah.
We're starting to go very much downhill there now.
Well, it's only a nickel wickle pod, so we've got a really nice week of gymming and training and more gymming and sleeping and working
it
and giving and receiving. and receiving.
That's why I got the lube.
Yes, it's going to be a lubricated week.
And the lovely Annie, my friend Anna Marie, was in London at the weekend. She went to that Britney brunch.
That Britney brunch. That is in tonight, Josephine and Waterloo, literally around the corner from where we're going to be staying. So we're definitely going to have to hit up.
And I loved the ceiling on it. It was like fluffy pink cloud.
Oh, it's class. It's all neon, girly, extra pink. Pink as fuck everywhere. I love it. It's
I was getting videos from her last night. I obviously didn't see them because I was asleep. But she looked like she was having a whale of a time.
They do like drag brunch, Britney brunch. Yeah, it's really, really good. When we were there, there was a cool MC, and then we had Britney, and then there was like this really cool drag act that came out, and like a super like girly cocktails with candy floss, and it's just like
that's all we wanted. Oh, I saw. I remember you the picture you had of the cocktail with the candy floss.
Yeah,
on top.
And they give you lollipops and everything.
Oh,
and
sugar rush.
As my brother said, if you're not coming out there, he said we have to go. He said every Sunday he sees girls with like knickers around their ankles vomiting. So it looks like it's a good time in the middle of the day because it's brunch.
And, is it like
and the food, there's only like tiny, tiny bits of food.
Oh, I love it.
So it's like you can have a chicken burger and unlimited Prosecco. So like it's just... And they literally keep throwing bottles of Prosecco at you.
And Prosecco sends you wild. Like,
oh,
no matter what.
No wonder
like
they've
glass,
got their
like
knickers around their ankles and puking on themselves at 2 o'clock on a Sunday
that's
afternoon.
That's going
to
be me.
Yep. You'll have your knickers around your ankles ready to go.
Nice.
And on that note, babes, I think I'm going to go home and lie on the couch.
On the note of your knickers. Might wear my tongue, actually, after that. Yeah. It's Friday. Content Chris will be happy.
Content, consistent content, Chris. Consistent. That's what we're calling him. That's Chris from Apollo. He,
the triple C, the triple trash.
He told us we need to be consistent. You can tell he's a PT. I'd say he'd get you, whip you into shape in no time. Like,
I'd be scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. Consistent, Chris.
Yeah.
Consistent cornflakes.
Oh, I'd love some cornflakes.
Wouldn't that be nice? Oh. Ho, ho, ho. You're one Christmas hat. Anyway, Tom, I love you. It's been
emotional. I love you. I hope it's been a nice week for everybody. We will be back again sometime in the future doing our things. I have not stopped talking.
Consistently.
That's 22 minutes.
I'm so going home to lie on the couch.
Oh,
I'm
not going to need everything.
I'd have a turkey burger.